cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win.
Mary swing, strike two.
And the pitch is nipsy too. Genius fastball pop right in.
This is it.
9 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You're dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Come on in.
Get down on
if you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on
get down
it.
On it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing.
Get down on
get down
it.
On it.
Get down on it.
8 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You don't think that much about life. You're just living like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart. Now all that's left to me. The best of me.
7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up.
Six more minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get older, your wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind. So live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child. These are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Five more minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You know.
minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the Eastern Coast, carving the wind, dawn of your eye, of your smile, when you say yes, you make me trust. I will never keep you from an open door. I know.
Two more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You will see somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool. You look like a fool to me. Tell me why they have to go and make things so complicated. I see you that way. You're acting like you're somebody else. Gets me frustrated. Life's like this. You fall and you crawl.
Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. Three more ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Zach Bigley.
In a place where the ball flies, we have a premium pitching matchup to open the series in Amarillo. Hi, everybody. Zach Bigley alongside you from Amarillo, Texas, and Hodgetown, the home of the Amarillo Sod Poodles, the AA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. The AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers, your Frisco Rough Riders send Jack Leiter to the mound, the number one prospect in the Rangers organization and the number 15 prospect overall in minor league baseball. He's 2-4 with a 4.93 ERA, and he faces off against Blake Walston, the top pitching prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, their number 4 overall prospect and the 90th best prospect in all the minors. A very good pitching matchup in an offensive-laden ballpark. This is one of the top offensive parks in all of minor league baseball, and Amarillo is one of the top offensive teams in all of minor league baseball here at this park. Their home OPS of over 922 is third in minor league baseball at home. It's going to be a very offensive-laden series, but the Rough Riders hoping that Jack Leiter can lock it down here in this opener. Frisco coming in, losers of four of their last five, and looking to turn it around as they continue this 12-game home or road trip, first in Wichita and ending things here in Amarillo. Earlier today, we got to catch up with Avery Sutton's side of things for the Frisco Rough Riders. Talked a little bit about the pitching philosophy of the Rangers, a little bit about Jack Leiter, who will get the start as well today. And we're really looking forward to getting you that interview. It's on the other side of this break. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles, first game of six here in Hodgetown, with first pitch coming up at 7:05. Avery Sullivan joins us next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
How's your lawn looking? It takes time and effort to maintain a healthy lawn. Russell Jenkins here at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Save time and let our professionals take care of anything your outdoors might need, from lawn care and maintenance to landscaping, irrigation, and pool services for your home or business. Visit us online at goandeater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for
scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride!
Welcome back to Amarillo, Texas. Welcome back to the pregame show. Zach Bigley joined by Avery Sullivan, a development coach here for the Rough Riders. And here on the ballpark, we are on a two-week road trip for you, home road. What do you like better? How are these two-week road trips for you?
Oh, I think it's fun to mix in the road trips. Obviously, being at home, sleeping in your own bed is a little bit you're more at ease. But being on the road is fine. I mean, short drive from the hotel to the ballpark, and everyone here has made us feel at home, so it's all good.
As a development coach, can you describe your role a little bit with the Rough Riders?
Yeah, so I'm a little bit more of a on the pitching side of things. I was a pitching coach in Arizona with our rookie ball team the last few years. So as a development coach, I'm kind of in a supportive role for Jeff Andrews, our pitching coach. Mainly working with the pitchers and their practice and their sides, as well as helping out during the game, kind of split between being in the dugout and also being in the bullpen whenever relievers are getting going. We kind of have that on a inning by inning basis when I get to make the run down to the bullpen to help them out. But as a development coach, more kind of supporting on the pitching side.
Jeff Andrews, a guy who has a wealth of knowledge, the pitching coach for the Rough Riders. What kind of stuff have you picked his brain about being a pitching coach and kind of learned from him?
Oh, he's definitely full of golden information, stuff that is less and less common throughout the game these days, like that sort of not old school mentality, but the experience from being around for as long as he has. He definitely has kind of a unique, mindset and approach to the game because he has the experience, but he also is familiar with it, and he's always asking questions. So it's a really cool opportunity for me to be around him and learn from him, but also he challenges me to provide answers to questions and utilize technology, the TrackMan, the video that we have, and try to come up with as many answers as we can and help these pitchers get better on their way to the big leagues.
There's so much information now, and I feel like it's been talked about over the last few years, especially with everything with TrackMan coming out recently, but as a development coach working with the pitchers, how do you kind of make sure you don't give them too much information and give them the right information and filter that out?
Yeah, absolutely. Every pitcher is kind of a different case because they're all different people based off of kind of how much they can handle. But honestly, these our guys have been great since the technology and the information and the data has been introduced to them more and more over the last few years. They really absorb it very quickly. And it's fun to be able to have conversations with guys and then a month later have an even deeper conversation just because they're more familiar with things. But every single guy on our staff has the drive and the want to get better. So they're willing to come to us and get outside of their comfort zone and ask questions about, hey, how can I be better with this pitch? Whether it's execution, whether it's like the pitch design, trying to make it a sharper curveball or a sharper break. So it's definitely a case-by-case basis, every guy, but it's really cool to see them want more information.
Avery Sullivan joining us, a development coach for the Rough Riders on the pregame show. Jack Leiter is starting today, and I feel like a lot of the focus has gone to him when you look at this pitching staff, and rightfully so. Obviously, he's had a great season, but how have you seen his development from up close and personal from when he first got here to where he is right now?
He's definitely growing and maturing at a pretty great rate. I think it's really easy to forget that it's still his first season in pro ball. Coming out of Vanderbilt, one of the initial, I guess, changes for him was the tighter strike zone between college, and see how he's absorbed information and adapted on the fly to try to make himself the best pitcher he can be. He's definitely come a long way in the first couple months here, and excited to see where he gets to by the end of the season.
For you as the development coach here, where do you want to kind of see your future in building in the Rangers organization and in professional baseball?
Looking to become a pitching coach down the road. I'm not sure the timeline exactly. That's not necessarily up to me. But I'm just, as long as I get to come to the ballpark and help pitchers get better and be involved with winning baseball games too, because winning is just extremely important for these guys' development to go be championship big leaguers in our organization. As long as I'm getting to do that, I'm very, very happy with my job.
We'll get you out on this. This ballpark is a very tough place to pitch in Amarillo. A lot of home runs here. Is there any message to the guys? I'm sure they know that already, but is there any message, or do you just kind of pitch it normally?
You know, we're more worried about our executing our pitches, making the ball go where we want it to go and do what we want it to do. So the ball's going to fly, then it's going to fly. So we're more worried about our process and controlling what we can control this week.
All right, well, hopefully the Riders get more home runs than the other side, that's for sure.
That's
Avery,
right.
Thanks for joining us in the pregame show.
Awesome, thank you.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark, and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Amarillo as we get set for the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles, Game 1 of the six-game series. Zach Bigley alongside you. Very happy to have you. Let's get to the starting lineups for both these teams. We start with the Frisco Rough Riders, as announced by Jared Gettert, the Rough Riders manager in his second season. Johnny Ornelas starts off at shortstop. J.P. Martinez is the center fielder, hitting second. And then it's Blaine Crim at first base in the three spot. Sandro Fabian is out in right field cleaning things up. Trey Hare at third, hitting fifth. And Josh Stowers is the left fielder in the sixth spot for the Riders. Bottom third looks like Kellen Strom at DH. Jax Biggers at second. And Matt Watley is the catcher in the nine spot. Jack Leiter takes the mound for the Rough Riders, the number one prospect in the Rangers organization. And he'll face this lineup for the Amarillo Sod Poodles, as announced by Sean Roof, the skipper for Amarillo. Corbin Carroll, the number one prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, leads it off in center field. And it's Jorge Barrosa, the right fielder, hitting second. And Eduardo Diaz out in left field in the three spot. Leandro Cedeno is the DH. He's cleaning things up. Tyquan Forbes, the third baseman, hits fifth. And Blaze Alexander, the shortstop, in the sixth spot. Bottom third, Nick D'Alessandro, the catcher. Andy Yerzy at first base. And Drew Stankiewicz is the second baseman in the ninth spot. Blake Ralston gets the start for the Sod Poodles. He's the number one pitching prospect in the organization. A very good pitching matchup between Leiter and Ralston. We're getting set for first pitch here in Amarillo and what should be a pretty good crowd for a Tuesday. It's a Taco Tuesday here in Amarillo, and a lot of fans out here expecting tacos. Another thing that they do here is they have a promotion where if two home runs are hit by the Sod Poodles, then fans get free tacos. And there have been a lot of free tacos here this year. This is an Amarillo team that's averaging 1.9 home runs per game at home. On the road, just one home run a game. Overall, this is a ballpark that will see the ball fly extremely far. Seems like many pop-ups have left the ballpark. And from our vantage point, we are not where we usually are in a broadcast booth. We're usually behind home plate. Here in Amarillo, the broadcast booth is down the right field line, so we're stationed about halfway between the first base bag and the right field foul pole. So things are a little bit different from our perspective. The vantage point is a little bit off. It's going to be a little bit harder to see Jack Leiter's pitch location and to judge fly balls, but nonetheless, we are ready for some baseball here in Amarillo. The starting lineup's getting announced down in front of us right now for the Sod Poodles in their home white uniforms with Sod Poodles across the chest, red ball caps. The Rough Riders on the other side with their red tops with red ball caps as well and their gray pants. Blake Ralston ready to take the mound here against the Rough Riders. This is a series that is very important for both teams. Rough Riders tied with San Antonio atop the South in the Texas League. Amarillo just three games back with 18 games left in the first half. Tell you a little bit more about the playoff picture as we go forward, but we're set for the national anthem here in Hodgetown. We'll take our final break, come back with the play-by-play of today's game when we return here on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Check swing and a miss. He got him.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut out and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score and the Riders walk it off.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
From Amarillo, Texas, the Frisco Rough Riders send Jack Leiter to the mound for the first game of the six-game series with the Arizona Diamondback affiliate, the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Hi, everybody. Very happy to have you along on the Riders Baseball Network. Zach Bigley alongside you. And the Rough Riders getting set to go here in this one today. The Rough Riders facing Blake Walston on the mound, the left-hander for the Sod Poodles, the number one pitching prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. He's the number four prospect overall in their system. An elite-level pitching matchup here in this game between the two top pitching prospects in the respective organizations, and the Rough Riders will start it off with Johnny Ornelas leading things off against the left-hander Walston. It's been a really tough season at the AA level for Walston so far, an 0-2 record, a 10-3-1 ERA. A good start his last time out, though, against Midland. He went four innings, allowing five hits, one run. He did walk three and strike out three as well. So Johnny Ornelas is in from the right side against the left-hander. He's back into his windup. Away we go. First pitch, grounder, foul, third base side. And the count is 0-1. We're underway at 7:10 in the p.m., 5 minutes tardy here in Amarillo. But Ornelas, the fourth leading hitter in the Texas League, hitting 342 on the year. The pitch sent high in the air out in the shallow part of left field. Diaz coming in. He's under it, makes the catch. A fly ball out on the first pitch, or on the second pitch, I should say, of the ball game, and that brings J.P. Martinez to the plate. Something to watch here in this series, fly balls to left field usually leave the ballpark. That one is shallow left. It's only 325 down each line. There are tall walls all around from the left field line to right center. Pitch home to Martinez. It's down low and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. But the wind is blowing from right to left, and the ball really carries out to left field with the high elevation here in Amarillo. Walston back into his wind in the 1-0 toss. Martinez takes a hair outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Fastball from Walston will be in the lower 90s. Young man was a first-round pick, number 26 overall by the Diamondbacks back in 2019. The pitch, a high pop-up. Shallow left field again. Diaz trotting in towards the line. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Pair of flyouts to left field. Two up, two down for the Rough Riders, and that brings Blaine Crim to the plate. Walston, the 26th overall pick in that 2019 draft, first round out of New Hanover High School in beautiful Wilmington, North Carolina, right on the coast. Walston squares his shoulders to the Riders' first base dugout, winds back, and deals home to Krim. The right-hander cuts and misses on a down low and inside fastball in 95, and it's 0-1. Blaine Krim hitting .296 on the season, 10 home runs, which is top 10 in the league. The pitch. He swings, lines it right up the middle, but right to the shortstop, Blaze Alexander, who makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion here in the first inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Rough Riders turned away, and it's Jack Leiter time as we go to the bottom half of the first inning. He's on the mound next, and we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize.
This is my Whataburger with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the first inning here in Hodgetown. Rough Riders held scoreless in a 1-2-3 first, and now it's Jack Leiter to face Corbin Carroll. The wind back in the pitch. Fastball simmers high and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Jack Leiter, the number one prospect in the Rangers organization. Corbin Carroll, the number one prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. Right-hander against the lefty. The pitch just outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Jack Leiter coming into this start, a 2-4 record, a 4.93 ERA. He's making his ninth appearance, or his tenth appearance, his ninth overall start. The pitch is high and outside. It's three balls and no strikes here against Carroll, the center fielder. 31 knocked in. He's also stolen 18 bags on the year. 3-0 pitch. Fastball's high and outside. Ball four, and it's a four-pitch free pass to start things off in the first inning scoreless game. Jack Leiter deals with Jorge Barrosa now. Leiter made his first relief appearances last time out, but that's a little bit misleading. He did start that game even though he came out of the bullpen. The game was suspended last Tuesday, and he was the first man out of the bullpen when the game resumed, so it technically was a start-like game for him. The pitch is high and inside to Barrosa, and it's one ball and no strikes. That's five straight out of the zone to start the outing for Jack Leiter. He was brilliant in that relief outing against Wichita. 5 2/3 shutout innings with 8 strikeouts. A new career high for him. He rockets home. That settles on the outside corner for a called strike with a slider, and it's now one ball and one strike. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batting Barrosa, who's hitting .223 with 4 homers and 16 RBIs in the season. Leiter rockets home. He fits it on the outside corner with a fastball for a strike, and it's now one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders defense behind Leiter looks like this. Josh Stowers in left, J.P. Martinez in center, and Sandro Fabian in right field. Leiter has his sign from the third base side of the rubber, comes set, and fires. A foul ball straight back to the screen. It's still one ball and two strikes. Trey Hare at third. Johnny Ornelas has shortstop today. Jax Biggers is the second baseman, and Blaine Krim is at first. Matt Watley catches for Frisco. Leiter from the stretch deals. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him with a fastball off the outer edge. Jack Leiter with strikeout number one. And there's one out here in the first. No score. Runner at first base for Eduardo Diaz, the three-hole hitter. He homered on Sunday, his sixth home run of the season against Midland. Rough Riders infield at double play depth with Carroll taking his lead off of first. Right-handed batter. Leiter delivers in. Slider sits on the outside corner for a called strike. Frisco wearing their red uniform tops, red ball caps, gray pants today. Home whites for Amarillo. Sod Poodles across the chest. Leiter kicks and delivers in. Low off the outside corner in the dirt. Watley picks it on a backhand, and it's one ball and one strike. These are two teams vying for a playoff spot down the stretch in the first half of the Texas League South. Frisco 27-24 on the season. They are currently tied with San Antonio for the top spot in the division. The pitch. A fly ball out to left center field. Make it into right center. J.P. Martinez angling under it. He makes the catch. Carroll retreats back to first. Two outs here in the first inning, and Leandro Cedeno makes his way in. Cedeno hitting 292, 11 homers, 33 RBIs. He has been the gem of the Diamondbacks system in terms of a really nice find. He spent 7 years in the Cardinals organization before coming over here. Leiter ready from the stretch, and he offers in. Breaking ball, just misses off the outside corner. That's the first curveball we've seen from Leiter today, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders at 27-24 on the year. Amarillo at 24-27. The pitch, fouled back. Slider, and it's now one ball and one strike. Jack Leiter after a four-pitch walk to Corbin Carroll. Well, he settled in, a strikeout, a flyout. Now he's 1-1 to Cedeno. Leiter ready from the stretch, glove at the chest. He kicks and delivers home, a swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him at 95, and it's one ball and two strikes. Well, Leiter really trying to settle in here in the first inning. It was an easy seven-pitch, five-strike inning for Blake Walston on the other side. Now Leiter trying to pick up his second strikeout. He deals, runner goes, throw is high, throw down to second. Intently guns down Corbin Carroll, just the second time he's been caught stealing this year in 20 attempts. And the Rough Riders hold Amarillo scoreless in the first inning with Leiter facing the minimum. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Top second coming up. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nothing, nothing as we go to the top of the second inning from Hodgetown in Amarillo, Texas. Sandro Fabian leads things off for the Rough Riders. In from the right side against the southpaw Walston, who deals in. That one finds the outside edge. Letter high for a strike, and it's 0-1. Breezy first inning for Walston, set to retire the side in order. He's back into his wind in the 0-1. Fabian breaks his bat, lines it up the middle. The shortstop, Alexander, picks on a short hop, charging in, throws on to first and gets Fabian. It's another quick at bat, just two pitches for the first out here in the second, and Trey Hare makes his way to the plate. Nothing, nothing, top of the second. Hare, a left-handed batter against the lefty Walston. You mentioned the struggles that Walston has had here at the AA level. Didn't look like he was going to have any struggles coming from high A. The pitch, breaking ball, tapped on the ground, first base side, and foul. It's 0-1. Beginning the season in high A Hillsboro, four starts, a 2.55 ERA. 17 and two-thirds innings, 27 strikeouts. He allowed five runs. Looks over the top of his black glove. Rocks back the 0-1. A line drive up the middle, right to Blaze Alexander on a couple hops. The shortstop fields behind the second base bag, slings it on to first, and it's in time to get Trey Hare. A five up, five down, and Josh Stowers makes his way to the plate. A couple ground outs to shortstop on just four pitches. 11 pitches so far for the left-hander to get the first five outs against the Rough Riders. Looks in for his sign. Right-hander at the plate, lefty on the mound. And here's the offering in. Stowers takes low and inside. One ball and no strikes. Stowers hitting .220 on the year. Two home runs, 12 knocked in on the season. Walston back into his windup and he pitches home. Inside, two balls, no strikes. Stowers, fond memory coming back here. This is where he hit his 20th home run of the season here in Hodgetown, become the first 2020 player in franchise history. The offering slips high, and it's three balls and no strikes. The rest of the memories from that final series, not so great for the Rough Riders. Frisco eliminated from playoff contention on the final game of the season. In extra innings, 3-0. Stowers swings, chops it foul. We're on the third base side, right at the... Three balls, one strike. Frisco lost in a three-run walk-off home run off the bat of Stone Garrett that final day of the year. 3-1 pitch to Stowers. Down low and inside, ball four. First free pass issued by Blake Walston. It's the first batter for the Rough Riders that has reached. And Kellen Strom makes his way to the plate. Another right-handed batter for Frisco. Blake Walston, former 26th overall pick in 2019, as mentioned, out of New Hanover High School in North Carolina. He kicks and delivers home to Strom. It's strike of the knees, and it's 0-1. New Hanover High School has produced some pretty good athletes down in Wilmington. Walston became the highest pick out of that high school since 1993. Pitch is low and outside. It's two balls, make it one ball and one strike. Not a lot of high schools in general have two first-round picks, but this one was pretty big. Trot Nixon, who was a very good player for the Red Sox in the 2000s, went to New Hanover as well. 1-1 pitch on the way to Strom. He pops it sky high out into shallow right field. Possibly foul territory. And it is in foul territory where Barossa, the right fielder, tracks it down and makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Nothing, nothing our score as we go to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. We'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter faced the minimum in the first, and he's back to the hill in the second. Nothing, nothing. Rough Riders and Sod Poodle. Corbin Carroll drew a four-pitch walk to lead off the home half of the first, but he was cut down trying to steal to end the inning on a beautiful throw by Matt Watley. So Leandro Cedeno, who had a 2-2 count to his name back in the first, is back in there to lead off the inning. The first toss on the inside corner of the knees with a slider for a strike, and it's 0-1. Cedeno, 292 hitter, 11 homers on the year, the 0-1. This is just high. One ball and one strike. We hinted at it a little bit, kind of the unbelievable nature of this offensive ballpark. The pitch, high fastball, cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. Looking at the home and road splits, both on the pitching side of things and the offensive side of the things for Amarillo, is kind of mind-boggling. The ERA for this team is over a run higher here at home. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider off the outside corner, and Jack Leiter has his second strikeout. One away. A 15-pitch first dispatch of the first man he faces here in the second. And now it's Tyquan Forbes, the veteran, who makes his way to the plate. First pitch to Forbes. He lines it up the middle. That's into center for a base hit. Scoots into the left center alley where Josh Stowers cuts it off. And he gets it back in quickly. Base hit for Tyquan Forbes. First hit for either side. Forbes, a former draft pick of the Rangers, and spent time in the White Sox organization, then in Indy ball, and now he's with the Diamondback system. He's aboard at first. Blaze Alexander stands in. Alexander, right-handed batter, hands above his helmet. Leiter's pitch. Fastball backs him off the plate. One ball, no strikes. Corbin Carroll has been the best player this season for Amarillo. Their leadoff hitter. Blaze Alexander has probably been the next best. Leiter twirls the ball behind his back, looks in for his sign. He's got it. A long hold. And a throw goes over to first. Forbes back in easily. Alexander is hitting .303 with 7 homers and 18 runs batted in on the season. Also has 8 steals. Alexander pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. And the pitch just misses low. 2 balls, no strikes. A lot of people even saying that Alexander has similar tools to Corbin Carroll. He is a prospect. Just number 24 in the system, according to MLB.com. Former 11th round selection back in 2018. 2-0. He swings and misses. The changeup down low. 2 balls, 1 strike. Alexander originally committed to South Carolina before signing away for an overslot bonus in the 11th round. Leiter delivers home, a ground ball up the middle, diving Ornelas, the shortstop can't get it, it's in the center. Back-to-back singles for the Sod Poodles. Nick D'Alessandro makes his way to the plate now. Runners at first and second, one out, no score here in the second. Dangerous spot for Leiter. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. Leiter comes set, kicks and delivers. Fastball, cut on and missed. No chance. He was way behind the heater. 0-1. Rough Riders up the middle. A double play depth. Ryder comes set, and the 0-1. On the outside edge, a called strike with another fastball back-to-back. 0-2. Ryder, a five-pitch arsenal. Fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, changeup. He offers home just off the outside edge. A little bit low, 1-2. Ryder will mostly go with that fastball, curveball, slider. He will also mix in the changeup. Ryder looks back towards second and Forbes the 1-2. Fouled straight back. Still 1-2. We saw really the best of Leiter his last time out. He's gotten into a little bit of trouble early on here, but he has the ability to work out of it. Right-hander ready from the stretch. He kicks up, fires. Check swing, just missed. The outside corner. 2-2. Leiter, those 8 strikeouts against Wichita, a career high. And his strikeout numbers have been really good ever since that tough start against Tulsa. He rocks the pitch home, fouled straight back, and it's still those really tough back-to-back starts for him at Tulsa and at home against Corpus Christi, allowing 6 runs against the Tulsa Drillers team that really just hit him around for the first time in his professional career. And then one against Corpus Christi that was not quite as bad. The pitch, high and tight. Count runs full at 3-2. The thing about that start, he stranded the bases loaded. Tyler Thomas came in after him, gave up a grand slam, and all those runs were charged to Leiter. He rocks in the 3-2. Fouled straight back again. Still 3-2. This will be the 9th pitch coming to D'Alessandro. And this is a good test here against the Sod Poodles for Leiter, not only because it's here in this building where the ball flies, but this offense, Tulsa and Midland are the class of the league. And if you can do well against them, you're in pretty good shape. The offering, low off the outside corner, 4, and the bases are juiced. Single walk, and now Andy Yerzy makes his way in. A 1-out, bases loaded situation for the Sod Poodles in a 0-0 game in the 2nd. Andy Yerzy, the first baseman who was with the Sod Poodles last year, stands in from the left side of the plate. Yerzy with some power. He has 4 home runs. The pitch. This is down low, and it's 1-0. And Watley will go up and chat with Leiter. Middle infield will join as well. Leiter at times has had trouble with his command. And even against Wichita in that last start, he walked 3. I should say last relief outing. That 3-walk performance was the first time he walked any more than 1 batter in a start since April 23rd. I'm getting pretty loud here in Hodgetown. Leiter looks back towards second and now takes the rubber. Bases loaded. Forbes at third, Alexander at second, D'Alessandro at first, and it's 1-0 to Andy Yerzy. He delivers home. Grounded foul. First base, 1-1. This season, the Rough Riders have been able to pick up a lot of come-from-behind victories, but they'd love to jump out in front first, especially in this skid that they're in. They've lost 4 of their last 5. Leiter delivers home. Foul back, up and out of the ballpark, and it's now 1-2. Wind blowing from right to left on this 84-degree day. Feels like of 86 with just slight humidity, but it's usually pretty dry out here in Amarillo like it is today. 1-2. A fly ball deep down the right field line. Fabian towards the warning track at the wall. Gone. Grand slam. Andy Yerzy takes Leiter deep for a grand slam, and it's 4-0 Sod Poodles here in the 2nd. Well, we talked about it. The ball will fly here. And that one just got out of the yard down the right field line. Andy Yerzy with his fifth home run of the season. 4-0 Amarillo here in the second. Drew Stankiewicz stands in now from the left side. He homered on Sunday. Leiter's pitch. A line drive up the middle. Caught by Jax Biggers, the second baseman. Two steps off to his right and reaches up with a backhand and hauls it in. Line out for the second out. Back up to the top of the order for Corbin Carroll, and Rough Riders will get Grant Wolfram loosening in their bullpen. Long inning for Jack Leiter. Here's the wind back from Leiter and the pitch home to Carroll. It finds the outside corner with a slider in its own one. First strike he's thrown to Carroll as he walked him on four pitches back in the first. He rocks and deals home. It's just outside. One ball and one strike. 4-0 Amarillo. Leiter looks over the top of his glove, nods yes to the sign. 1-1. Swing and a foul back into Watley's glove and an elevated slider. He's ahead 1-2. If he can get Carroll right here, he'll probably come back out again for the third. The pitch. Fouled away. Out onto the street, down the left field line. Still one ball, two strikes. Trying to settle things down here with the bases clear. Four in here in the second. Leiter's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on an elevated fastball for his third strikeout. But Jack Leiter allows a grand slam here in the second. And four runs across on three hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third inning. Our score, it's the Sod Poodles 4, the Rough Riders nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Hodgetown. Rough Riders down 4-0 after a grand slam. Got things going in the scoring department for the Sod Poodles. Jax Biggers starts it off. And the first pitch from Walston is just down low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Jax Biggers, the second baseman, hitting 211 on the season. Left-hander looks in. He's back into his windup in the 1-0 pitch. Off the outside corner, two balls and no strikes. So 4-0 Amarillo on three hits, all coming in the second. Rough Riders have had just one base runner here in this game so far. Walson delivers home. Just off the outside corner and misses, and it's three balls and no strikes. The good news is, if there's any ballpark where you can come back in a hurry, it's this one here in Hodgetown. 3-0. On the outside edge for a called strike, it's now 3-1. Frisco trying to attempt a comeback here against Walston. 3-1. Outside, ball four.
Jax Biggers aboard. Brings Matt Watley to the plate. Watley playing in his 16th game with the Rough Riders. Hitting 200, two home runs, and four runs knocked in. Walson ready from the stretch. And he delivers it. A line drive into right center field. That one's down. It splits the alley. Biggers around second on his way to third. Carroll gets to it, fires it back in. And Chad Comer stops Jax Biggers at third base. So runners on the corners. Matt Watley singling. And Johnny Ornelas in the top of the order makes his way to the plate. First two runners have reached for Frisco. Good chance for Ornelas to drive in the Rough Riders' first run, trailing 4-0. Chad Comer is the third base coach for the Rough Riders. Usually it's Jared Getter. And Mark Peterson is the first base coach for Frisco. The pitch on the way. Up high of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Usually Comer is the first base coach, and Getter is at third. Mark Peterson, the data analyst for the Rough Riders, wearing the 57 jersey, is out there coaching first. 1-0 toss. Ornelas spoils it foul on the ground, back behind home. One ball and one strike. Ornelas flying out to shallow left field his first time up. Another two-hit game on Sunday for Ornelas. He now leads the club with 21 multi-hit games. Runners take their leads from the edges. 1-1 toss. Down low. Three balls, make it two balls and one strike. Jax Biggers, good speed at third. A fly ball could get the Rough Riders their first run. Walson delivers. Ornelas smashes it up the middle. Caught by the second baseman, Stankiewicz, on a full-out dive off to his right. Wow, what a play. Oh, my goodness. That ball was blistered off of Ornelas' bat. And Stankiewicz, two steps to his right, full extension, laid out, and made the catch. What a play. He robs Ornelas of an RBI single. And there's one away here in the third for J.P. Martinez. Oh, that was incredible. Left-hander delivers home. Swing and a miss by Martinez and a pitch off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Up to their second hit. Walston has had trouble with the long ball this season, especially here in this ballpark. From the stretch, he delivers in on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. But it hasn't necessarily just been this ballpark that has given him troubles. It's been a really tough season for him overall. This year here at home, as here's the stretch and the offering in. A line drive, caught again by the second baseman, Stankiewicz. He throws to first and doubles off Watley, who is off the bag. And the sign comes to a close on a 4-3 double play. Well, the Rough Riders out of the inning despite getting the first two runners aboard. And we go to the bottom of the third inning. 4-0 Amarillo out in front of Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your aspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders trailing 4-0. Jack Leiter back to the hill in the bottom half of the third inning. A grand slam from Andy Yerzy in the second to make it that 4-0 score. First pitch to Barroza is high and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Jorge Barroza, Eduardo Diaz, Leandro Cedeno, the 3-2 up here in the third inning, 2-3-4. Offering it, slider catches the outside edge for a called strike, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Leiter nods yes at the sign, back into his wind in the 1-1. A ground ball chopped to the right side, easy play for Jack Spiggers, the second baseman who has it. Throws onto first and gets Barroza, one out. Eduardo Diaz hits now. Now, as we've talked time and time again this year, really with every pitcher, but especially Jack Leiter, in his first professional season, just 22 years old, how will he return after a tough inning? Pitch on the way. On the outside edge, curveball. Called strike on Eduardo Diaz. A grand slam in the second. How does he come back? He rocks and pitches. A high fly ball into shallow center field. J.P. Martinez charging in. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Two outs. Well, so far, two up, two down on five pitches. That's not a bad return. Next pitch will be number 50 for Leiter. He could really use a quick out here against Cedeno. Struck him out his first time up. First pitch. Low and outside, one ball and no strikes. Leiter with three strikes, the 1-0. Low off the outside edge, missing with a slider in the dirt, and it's two balls, no strikes. For the Rough Riders, they would like to see Leiter go at least four, if not into the fifth inning, just to help out the bullpen a little bit as this series goes on. Leiter looks over the top of his glove. Back into his wind of the 2-0. Slips up high, and it's three balls and no strikes. Cedeno, powerful right-handed batter, pink batting gloves, open stance. Leiter's 3-0. Right down the heart, and it's three balls and one strike. Riders infield plays back and straight up against the right-handed batter. Leiter's offering. Swing and a miss. Good slider low. Three balls, two strikes. Rough Riders defense in the outfield plays deep. A lot of power for Cedeno. Leiter from the third base side of the rubber nods yes to the sign. Back into his wind, he deals. Low and outside, ball four. Two out, free pass to Cedeno, and Tyquan Forbes stands in. He's the one who got the first hit for the Sod Poodles and got that rally started in the second. Forbes started it off with a single. Blaze Alexander singled. Nick D'Alessandro walked. And Andy Yerzy with a grand slam on a 1-2 pitch down the right field line. Leiter looks in for his sign. He nods yes. And he offers home. Low off the outside edge of the dirt. One ball, no strikes. That's the crazy thing for Leiter coming into this game. He'd allowed just one home run on the season. It was back in Midland. All the way on April 30th. At grand slam, just his second home run he's allowed all year. Pitch home. Ground ball, third base side. Backhanded stop, Trey Harry bobbles, picks it up, throws into first. Picked in the dirt by Krim, and they just got him for out number three. Nice play by Trey Hare. And we go to the top of the fourth inning. Our score, it's Amarillo 4, Frisco nothing. here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Blaine Crim starts things off at the top of the fourth for Frisco. Wind back by Walston, and the pitch home. Slips just high of the zone, one ball and no strikes. Frisco trailing 4-0 as we go to the top of the fourth. Crim lined out to shortstop his first time up. Walston peels back, the 1-0. Crim grounds it down the third baseline, past a diving Forbes down the left field side. Crim around first, he stops right there as Diaz gets it back in quickly. And it's a leadoff single for Blaine Crim. Rough Riders with their second hit today. It's the second time consecutively they've got their leadoff runner aboard. Frisco trying to claw their way back into this one. Crim entered today hitting .296. He just snapped a 16-game on base streak, or 17-game on base streak, I should say, on Sunday with an 0-for-3. From the stretch, here's the offering into Fabian. He grounds it up the middle, right to the shortstop. Alexander flicks to second for one. On to first, got him double play. So, base hit, and then a very next pitch eliminated via the 6-4-3 double play. Two outs here in the fourth inning, and Trey Hare makes his way in. Amarillo leads 4-0. Walston squares his shoulders towards the Riders' first base dugout and offers in the first pitch to Hare. Checks his swing and a high fastball. He's able to hold up. One ball and no strikes. Hare grounded out to shortstop his first time up. It's been a busy start to the day for Blaze Alexander at short. Already four assists. 1-0. Hare watches low and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. As we were talking about with Walston in the top half of the third. Here in Double A, the biggest thing has been he's given up a ton of hard contact here in Double A. 2-0. Fouled back. Two balls and one strike. He's had as little success on the road as he has at home, with the same ERA actually at home and on the road of 10-1-3. But his hard hit rate is way, way up. The 2-1. A fly ball out to left field. That one's driving Diaz back to the warning track. Leaps up. It's over his head and off the base of the wall. Hare up to second, and he stops right there. Seventh, making the eighth double of the year for Trey Hare. Second Rough Riders hit in the inning. And a two-out base runner for Frisco brings up Josh Stowers. Diaz was going back to the warning track, leapt up at the wall thinking the wall was a little bit closer than it actually was, and he jumped too early. The ball went over off the base of the wall for a double. Walston gets a chat from D'Alessandro, the catcher, who's back behind home now. At the high A level, his line drive rate was at 18% off of Walston. Here at the double A level so far, the line drive percent has doubled. It's up to 35% of balls put in play against Walston are line drives. He works from the stretch, looks back at second and deals. Well, it's just high to Stowers. One ball, no strikes. As you might imagine, the ground ball rate has suffered as well. He was a really good ground ball pitcher in high A this year through four starts. The 49% ground ball rate. It's dropped to 31% here in double A. The 1-0. Swing and a miss and a pitch down low and inside. Count flattens at one ball and one strike. So for him, it's just about finding that consistency here in double A. Not only do things really change in terms of the competition, but there are a lot more hitter-friendly ballparks in the Texas League than in the Northwest League. 1-1 pitch. That slips across the outside corner, letter high for a called strike with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-2. Walston still very, very young. He's only 20 years old. He'll turn 21 later on this month. He's ready from the stretch. Glove at the chest. He deals in. That one misses low in the dirt. Nice block by D'Alessandro, and it's two balls and two strikes. 20-year-old here at the AA level. Any level of showing competitiveness will be taken at a very high standard. Also certainly showing that here against the Rough Riders in the first three innings. Here's the 2-2 on the way. Strike three crawled right at the top of the zone against Josh Stowers. He's down on strikes, and that's the first strikeout for Walston in this game. Rough Riders, no runs on two hits, no errors, one runner left on the base. And we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. It's 4-0 Amarillo here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa. And pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter back to the hill as we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Rough Riders down 4-0 on the back of a grand slam from Andy Yerzy. Blaze Alexander leads it off in the first pitch. Way outside and a slider that misses, and it's one ball and no strikes. Alexander singled in the second. 1-0. Wind back and the offering in. One sits on the outside corner, belt high for a strike. Back-to-back sliders from Leiter, and it's one ball and one strike. 6-7-8 in the order for the Sod Poodles. The order, or part of the order that did the damage. The pitch is chopped at the third baseline, slings it across the diamond, and gets Alexander by a step. One out here in the fourth inning, and Nick D'Alessandro makes his way to the plate, who drew a walk on a 9-pitch plate appearance against Leiter back in the second inning. Since that grand slam from Andy Yerzy, who's on deck, only one base runner for the Sod Poodles. The pitch, just low. Fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. That was a walk to Leandro Cedeno. Leiter's 1-0 toss. Breaking ball in the dirt. It's two balls and no strikes. So Leiter has certainly settled in a little bit. With just one strikeout as well. His next pitch will be number 63 in his outing. Looks over his glove. And the 2-0 pitch. High and away. Three balls, no strikes. As we continue to go forward, we will certainly keep a very close eye on the standings. The pitch. Down the heart of the plate for the strike, and it's three balls and one strike. We will certainly make sure to update you on the ongoings in the Texas League. 3-1. Fouled back. Three balls, two strikes. One out, base is clear in the fourth. 4-0. Amarillo out in front. Rough Riders tied with San Antonio atop the division. 3-2. A fly ball out into right field. Fabian going back. He's just shy of the warning track under it. And he makes the catch. Fly ball out to right field. And Andy Yerzy makes his way in. The man who was grand his last time up. On a 1-2 pitch. Homering down the right field line. San Antonio doing battle with Corpus Christi down at Whataburger Field. They have a 2-1 lead in the top of the seventh inning right now. Leiter delivers. Breaking ball down low and inside in the dirt. One ball, no strikes on Yerzy. Biggest games outside of this one for the Rough Riders. Frisco matching up head-to-head with Amarillo. It makes it really interesting. Well, time called, and Alex Nash, the home plate umpire, is going to call the other umpires in, Jake Bruner and Ben Ingstrand, to talk about something. Not entirely sure what it is they're going to chat about. It's right before the 1-0 pitch. They're still talking right in between the mound and home plate. Three of them huddled together. And they're going to give him first base. And Jared Gettert is out of the dugout now, and he's talking. Well, I say catcher's interference. Yeah, so catcher's interference sends him down. Or was it a hit by pitch? There's a breaking ball down low and inside in the dirt. And, yeah, I think that is what they're saying is hit by pitch. Gettert incensed halfway in between first and home, talking with Jake Bruner and Alex Nash. And Gettert's going to go back to the dugout. He has had problems with this crew so far. Oh, and he is getting really heated with home plate umpire Alex Nash. He's going to have to be careful here. Nash telling him to go back to the dugout. Gettert is not a fan of this ballpark, that's for sure. Talking to him before the game, he had unfortunate memories of the Rough Riders getting eliminated from postseason contention in that wild game last year, and seeing him in his office earlier today, I said, how you doing? He said, it hurts coming back to this place right away. And he is certainly not happy with the umpiring crew right now. So he's back to the dugout, runner at first, two outs. Here's Drew Stankiewicz. Rough Riders down 4-0, bottom of the fourth inning. Leiter's pitch. Just low off the outside corner, and it's one ball, no strike. So a hit by pitch puts him aboard. Two-out base runner. And the 1-0. A slider hit in the air deep down the right field line. Fabian back to the warning track at the wall. It hits the foul pole, home run. Drew Stankiewicz with his fifth home run of the season. That's back-to-back ball games. He's connected as he homered on Sunday. And it's Jack Leiter's second home run surrendered today. It's now 6-0. Boy, that one right down the line. It hit off the fair pole. Fair foul pole, whatever you want to call it. If it hits it, it's a home run, and it did. 6-0 Amarillo. So that hit by pitch comes back to bite Jack Leiter immediately. And the first pitch to Corbin Carroll misses down low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. So in this game that was billed as a really big pitching duel between Jack Leiter and Blake Walston has been one-sided. The offering, a swing and a miss, down low and inside to Carroll, and it's one ball and one strike. Walston has only allowed 3 hits over 4 shutout innings. Leiter's allowed 6 runs so far. The pitch, high and away, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. It's been a tough start so far for Jack in his first time here in Amarillo. 2-1 pitch on the way. Off the outside corner, it misses, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Leiter back on the mound once again. 2 outs in the inning. He pitches home, high and away, ball 4, and Corbin Carroll draws his 2nd walk today. Jorge Barrosa makes his way to the plate. So it's been the damage from the 8 and 9 hole hitters for the Sod Poodles. Andy Urzi in the 8th spot with a grand slam. Drew Stankiewicz in the 9th spot with a 2-run homer. Stretch. Left-handed batter at the plate, the switch hitter. And the first pitch. In the air, out to right center field. Fabian cutting over. He gives way to Martinez from center. He makes the two-handed grab. And the side comes to a close here in the 4th inning. 2 runs in, though, on 1 hit. No errors and 1 runner left on base. The Rough Riders down big, 6-0, as we go to the top of the 5th inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with 2 fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the 5th started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's in a big hole as we go to the top of the fifth inning. It's 6-0 Frisco down. Kellen Strom leads it off. Walston delivers home. On the outside corner with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Bottom third of the order for Frisco here in the 5th. It's Strom, Biggers, and Watley. Frisco has given up a couple home runs in this game. Walston a deep breath, and the left-hander's 0-1 pitch. Down low and inside to Strom, and the count flattens at 1-1. Grand slam from Andy Urzi, 2-run home run by Drew Stankiewicz, and that's our 6-0 score. 6 runs across on just 4 hits for Amarillo. 1-1. Strom cuts and misses on a weak wave. Breaking ball down low and inside. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes now. Blake Walston has looked the part of the number one pitching prospect so far in the Arizona system. 1-2. Ground ball up the middle. That scoots into center, a base hit. Kellen Strom, a hot turnaround first. And Carroll gets it back in from center quickly. He remains at first base with a single. Kellen Strom continues his hot hitting. Jax Biggers makes his way to the plate now. Strom hitting .476 over his last 8 games. That's his 11th hit now in his last 9. Jax Biggers in from the left side against the southpaw. And the pitch home. Down low and inside. One ball, no strikes. If you were to say that one guy came in with a 10 ERA in this game, I don't think you'd pick Blake Walston. Does look very strong. He kicks home the 1-0. Down low and inside, two balls, no strikes. He comes from a very athletic family. The tall left-hander has a brother, Garrett, who's a professional player in a different sport, football. He was a tight end at University of North Carolina, was just signed after this last draft by the 49ers. The pitch, down low and inside in the dirt, gets away from the catcher. Now, Sandro just has no strikes on Biggers. Walston actually just bought a house out in Wilmington. And because it's the summertime, and Garrett, his brother, is getting ready to play in the NFL, Blake is out here. Garrett is staying at his brother's house out in Wilmington. The pitch. Top of the zone, a called strike on Biggers, and the count now 3-1. While Blake is not there, he's putting Garrett to work. He's clearing out a bunch of trees in the area, making sure the house is kept up well. Here's the stretch, and the 3-1 pitch. Biggers grounds it foul back behind home, 3-2. Just a few weeks ago, as the two talk a lot on the phone, pretty much after every start, Blake will call Garrett and break down the start. It was a few weeks ago at the end of April that they talked on the phone after a really good start in Hillsboro for Walston, and he said, "I have great news." And his brother said, "I have great news." Here's the pitch. 3-2 on the way to Biggers. A fly ball out to shallow left center field. Diaz coming in a couple steps, and he puts it away. One out. Matt Watley makes his way in now. He's one of the few men to reach today for the Rough Riders. He singled back in the third. Rough Riders down 6-0 in the top of the fifth. Well, Garrett went first, and laughing a little bit, he said, "Well, I didn't get picked in the NFL draft, as you know, but hey, I just signed with the 49ers. And Blake was incensed. He was so, so happy. The pitch. Upper edge, a strike. Fastball to Watley, right at the letters, and it's 0-1. Garrett said, "Wait, what's your news?" He said, "I've been promoted to Double A." Came up here to Amarillo. From the stretch, here's the 0-1. This is just high, and it's one ball and one strike. Those two brothers very successful. Garrett going to go play with a very good tight end core out in San Francisco. Pull side shift just slightly for Watley. Here's the 1-1 toss. Clips the upper edge for a strike. The fastball, and the count goes to 1-2. Good to see Watley picking up a hit in his first at-bat. Multi-hit game on Sunday. Trying to get that batting average to creep northward. Sitting at 200 entering the day. It's now up to 214. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him in the dirt. Watley strikes out. Just the second strikeout for Walston. Two outs. And back up to the top of the Rough Riders order. It's Johnny Ornelas. Briscoe has had a tough time stringing together hits in this one. Ornelas was robbed his last time up in the third on a line drive to the second baseman, Drew Stankiewicz, who dove off to his right and made an incredible catch. The only time the Rough Riders have had two hits in the same inning, a double play was in between them. It's back in the fourth. Walston deals. Ornelas grounds it up the middle. That's into center, a base hit. Strom up to second, and Johnny Ornelas with the single. Right back up the box, and Frisco finally does string a couple hits together. Runners at first and second and two outs for J.P. Martinez. Down 6-0 here in the top of the fifth, trying to claw their way back into it. Ornelas with back-to-back hard hit balls. He comes up with a hit. And that's something we can say he has done a lot. One of the best in minor league baseball. And picking up base hits. That's his 66th of the season. Most in the Texas League tied for third in the minors entering today. Left on left now. Here's the pitch to Martinez. Top of the zone for a called strike. 0-1. The fastball has been at the top of the zone with a lot of consistency here today for Walker. Our Friars have yet to get one deep. From the stretch, 0-1. Martinez out in front and just caught a piece of it, fouling it back behind home. 0-2. A lone ball that's gone to the wall, a Trey Hare double back in the fourth. That was the Blaine Krim single, Sandro Fabian bouncing into a double play, and then the Hare double before Stowers went down on strikes. Here's the left-hander's 0-2. Martinez grounds it foul, first base side. Still no balls, two strikes. Goes over to the Rough Riders bullpen, which is in the field of play. Down both lines, in foul territory. Very odd for a brand new stadium. From the stretch, pitch on the way to Martinez. A fly ball out to left center field. Carroll converging with the left fielder. Diaz over to the gap. It's Carroll, the center fielder, who makes the catch. And the sign comes to a close for the Rough Riders here in the fifth inning. For Frisco, no runs on two hits, no errors, two left stranded. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Riders trailing 6-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
To protect in life, a little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call. This one's over.
Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter back into his wine. He deals on in to Eduardo Diaz. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders down big, 6-0 here in the home half of the fifth inning in Amarillo. Leiter back into his wine, the 0-1. A swing and a miss and a ball in the dirt. Good curveball low, and it's 0-2. Leiter battling and still out there, despite allowing the 6 runs on 4 hits so far. Looks over the top of his glove. Back into his windup and the pitch home. Low off the outside corner, and it's now 1-2. If you're just joining us, Leiter has allowed a couple home runs today that have accounted for all the runs. The pitch, a check swing, and he went around on a pitch low off the outside corner. That was the curveball. Jack Leiter has strikeout number 4. One out, and Leandro Cedeno stands in. Leiter working on 78 pitches here in the fifth. No action in the Riders' bullpen as of yet. The offering. That's on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. A grand slam from Andy Yerzy in the second. A 2-run home run from Drew Stankiewicz in the fourth, accounting for all the offense. The pitch. Iron outside, and it's now 1-1. And, well, this is a really good opportunity for the prove that he's got it. After a really tough start to this game, the pitch. Curveball, strike on the outside corner, 1-2. And boy, does he have it. He's really settled things down. He peers over the top of a tan glove. Right-hander back into his wind, the 1-2. Ground ball, third base side, past a diving Trey Hare out into left field. It's a base hit for Leandro Cedeno. Walk in the third, single in the fifth for Cedeno. He's 1-for-2. Taquan Forbes stands in, who's also 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored on the grand slam back in the second. So far, only two base runners that have not come in to score on a home run for the Sod Poodles. First pitch is on the outside corner for a strike to Taquan Forbes, and it's 0-1. Both of them have been walks. Leiter has walked four today. He rocks in the 0-1. Ground ball right side through for a base hit into right field. Fabian up with it. And he gets it back in. Back-to-back singles. This one against the shift for Forbes. Singling the opposite way. Blaze Alexander stands in now. Six hits for Amarillo. 6-0. They're out in front. Alexander 1-for-2. And Tyler Thomas will start to get loose for the Rough Riders. First pitch is sprayed in the air out to shallow center field. Everyone charging in. Here comes JP, and he dives. He can't make the play. JP Martinez from center diving straight in, and it went off of his glove and back towards the infield where Arnelis picked it up, the Riders' shortstop. And it's another base hit. Three straight loop variety. It was a soft fly ball into shallow center field. Biggers, Ornelas, and Martinez were all coming together in shallow center, and Martinez dove head first. It was off the tip of his glove, and a base hit. The bases are loaded once again for Nick D'Alessandro this time. Time called, and Jordan Teagues, the Rangers pitching coordinator, is out of the dugout, and he's going to go chat with Jack Leiter. It would normally be, as I'm sure our hardened listeners will know, Jeff Andrews, who's been Rough Riders pitching coach for 8 years. He's on vacation right now. And so Jordan Teagues, the coordinator for the Rangers, is in town in his stead, and he's making the pitching mound visits this series. Tyler Thomas loosening down below us. Again, if you're just joining us, our vantage point here at Hodgetown is down the right field line, so we're right above the Rough Riders bullpen. Very unique perspective. Teagues is back in the dugout. Nick D'Alessandro in from the right side against Leiter with the bases loaded and one out. Leiter's pitch. Low and away. One ball, no strikes. Leiter would love a ground ball. Infield up the middle at double play depth with a right-hander at the plate. Leiter from the stretch, the 1-0. Low and away. Check swing. He was able to hold. Two balls, no strikes. With that right-hander at the dish, Blaine Krim, the Riders' first baseman, is way off the bag, playing in the pull side shift. He's got a long way to go to get to that first base bag in a double play. Bags full of Sod Poodles. Cedeno at third, Forbes at second, Alexander at first, the 2-0. A fly ball out into center field. Martinez going back. He's under it near the warning track, makes the catch. Everybody tags, moves up. The throw goes to second, not in time. And it kicks away. Cedeno comes in to score. And it's now 7-0 Amarillo. Forbes to third. Alexander to second. Sacrifice fly for D'Alessandro, his 12th RBI of the season. Two outs in the inning, and here's Andy Yerzy, who had the grand slam back in the second inning. He was hit by a pitch and scored on the two-run home run in the fourth from Drew Stankiewicz. 7-0 Amarillo. Leiter from the stretch. He delivers in. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Seven runs on seven hits Oh, wow. I think for the first time this year, we're going to see some double barrel action in the Riders' bullpen as Tim Brennan is going to get loose. Along with the left-hander, Tyler Thomas. The pitch is fouled straight back, and it's one ball and one strike. So Tim Brennan, the right-hander, throwing alongside Tyler Thomas. Pull side shift on the infield, almost an over shift with Ornelas right behind the second base bag at short. 1-1. Yerzy takes high and outside. It's now two balls and one strike. Leiter trying to get out of the inning, and hopefully we don't have to see Thomas or Brennan here in this inning. Leiter's pitch. Fouled back. Count horizons at two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders on the offensive side have not been shut out this season. And if they were to be shut out here in this ballpark, that would be something else. Leiter delivers home the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a high slider off the outside corner. And Leiter gets out of the inning. Fifth strikeout for Jack Leiter. He allows a run on two hits, no errors, and two left on base. We go to the top of the sixth. Rough Riders down and down big. 7-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to feel the winning with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders started off with Blaine Prim in the top of the sixth inning, trailing 7-0 to Amarillo in the opener of this series. Zach Bigley with you. Blake Walston goes to work. First pitch. Curveball. Bottom of the zone for a strike. First pitch offering to Blaine Prim is in there. Prim 1-for-2 with a single back in the fourth inning. Walston has had a lot of trouble with right-handed batters this year in the pitch. Down low, missed with the slider. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Right-handers entered into this game hitting .407 against Walston here at the 3 for lefties. 1-1 toss. Krim grounds it foul, third base side. One ball, two strikes. Out of the 5 home runs he'd allowed, 4 of them have been off of right-handed batters. Both righties and lefties had an over 1,100 OPS against him this year. 1-2. Way up high. Two balls, two strikes. But you wouldn't know that going into this game if you watched him. Shutout baseball so far against the Riders through 5 full innings. He rocks in the 2-2. A fly ball foul out of play over our heads down the right field line. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. 7 runs across for Amarillo. 4 in the second, 2 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth. 6 of them on home runs. Amarillo hit 4 home runs on Sunday against Midland. Here's the wind back. 2-2. Krim grounds it softly up the third baseline. Now the shortstop, Alexander, cuts over. Fields throws on the run. Gets Krim. One out on the ground out to short. Sandro Fabian. Frisco has five hits, putting two back in the fifth inning. J.P. Martinez flew out to center field, though, with runners at first and second. Walston fires. Curveball, strike at the knees on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. As we documented in the Wichita series, the Rough Riders really struggling recently on the offensive side. 0-1. Fabian cuts and misses. And a pitch down low and inside, 0-2. Frisco, over their last six games, encapsulating that entire Wichita series, just hitting .211 with runners in scoring position. Here's the pitch home, just outside. One ball, two strikes. 0-4 today with runners. Frisco has also stranded five of the base paths so far. They're averaging around 9.5 per game over their last six. The 1-2, Fabian grounds it foul, third base side. Still one ball, two strikes. It's a Rough Riders team that was an offensive powerhouse in May, hitting the second most home runs in the entire month in all minor league baseball. Just the Tennessee Smokies had more. The pitch, high off the outside corner, and it's two balls, two strikes, and just one more. .45 for Tennessee, the AA club for the Cubs. .44 for the Rough Riders. This lineup looks a little bit different than it did in May. The pitch. Curveball sits high and away, and it's three balls, two strikes on Fabian with one out. The base is clear. Riders trailing 7-0 here in the sixth. As we talked about, Ezekiel Duran is now in the big leagues. Congratulations to him on his first Major League home run on Sunday. Payoff pitch on the way to Fabian. Swing and a miss, struck him out, got him with a curveball. Third strikeout for Blake Walston. Trey Hare makes his way to the plate. Also, congratulations to our good friend, Steele Walker. Rough Rider in 2021. He had his first Major League home run in Cleveland. Well, big congratulations to those two. Very happy. A couple Rough Riders alumni. First pitch to Hare. Takes down in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, bases clear. 7-0. Amarillo leads here in the top of the sixth inning with the Rough Riders at the plate. This is a top six in the lineup that has only seen three of its normal top six when they had that success. 1-0. Air watches high and away, and it's two balls, no strikes. No Duran, obviously, in the big leagues. No Justin Foscue, who's now on the injured list. Hopefully he'll be back this series. 2-0 on the way. High and inside, backs Hare off. Three ball. And then no Dustin Harris, who's been out of the lineup the last couple days. 3-0. Way high, ball four. Hare bumped out of the way of it. Josh Stowers makes his way in now. Two-out base runner here in the sixth inning for Frisco. With Tim Brennan loosening out in the bullpen, you know that Jack Leiter's day is done after his five innings. He battled through, allowing seven runs, tying a career high. Time called, and Walston will get a visit. Pitching coach Shane Lowe. Dustin Harris was just at a wedding. He'll be back most likely tomorrow in the lineup. But still, you're looking at Johnny Ornelas, J.P. Martinez, Blaine Krim, and then very capable hitters in guys like Sandro Fabian, Trey Hare, and Josh Stowers in the next three. But those are guys who are occupying the bottom third of the order, and now they're being relied upon to be run producers in the Rough Riders order. It's a little bit different look in the Rough Riders top six than we've seen. It's led to some offensive struggles, but hopefully the Rough Riders will be able to turn it around. Tough thing is we're getting down the stretch here in the first half, and Frisco is in need of victories, as many as they can get. San Antonio now up 5-1 on Corpus Christi in the top of the eighth down at Whataburger Field in South Texas. And so Rough Riders with this deficit will most likely fall out of first for the first time in over 1,000 days. Pitch to Stowers. A strike of the knees on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders have not been in second place or have not been anywhere but first It's the first day of the offseason following the 2019 year. 0-1 toss. Bounces in there, down in the dirt, out in front of home. There goes Hare down to second, and he's in there easily ahead of D'Alessandro's throw. One ball and one strike. That means Frisco will have to play catch-up with San Antonio. Down the spur. This is a San Antonio team that was really having a tough start of the year. They started 2-11. The Rough Riders swept them in a six-game series, and they have completely turned things around. Frisco will not see San Antonio before the first half is over. Already saw him twice. 1-1. A little looper off the fist down the right side and foul towards the Rough Riders bullpen where Grant Anderson makes the play. One ball, two strikes. A lot of very important baseball coming down the stretch here in the first half of the Texas League season. Game number 52 of the year being played tonight. The 69th game is the last game of the first half. 1-2 to Stowers. Fastball high, 2-2. And how ironic slash fitting it would be for the Rough Riders to fall out of first here in this ballpark after it was this ballpark that housed their demise at the end of last season in the final game. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Stowers strikes out on a ball in the dirt. And the Riders set aside here in the sixth inning. Fourth strikeout for Walston. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left stranded for the Rough Riders. That's now five straight innings. They've stranded a runner at least one. And we go to the home half of the sixth. Amarillo leading 7-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by 1205 First Pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride!
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rolling to the bottom half of the sixth inning from Amarillo, Texas. Rough Riders down and down big, 7-0. Tim Brennan takes the mound for Frisco, taking over for Jack Leiter. And it's Drew Stankiewicz in the ninth spot for Amarillo. First pitch, fastball hums across the outside corner, letter high for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Tim Brennan, first man out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders after a forgettable start for Jack Leiter. The offering. Bottom of the zone, called strike, and it's 0-2 out of the hand of Brennan. Leiter went five innings in his start. Surrendered seven runs, all earned on seven hits. Brennan, the tall right-hander, looks over the top of Black Glove. He has his sign, rocks back, and delivers the 0-2. Swinging a soft tapper first base side. Krim has it, waves off Brennan, takes it across the pillow for the out. There's one away. Top of the order now in Corbin Carroll. Riders down 7-0. His start. As first pitch comes high to Carroll, and it's one ball and no strikes. Struck out five, but walked four. Brennan's offering. Hard ground ball up the middle into center. Corbin Carroll takes the turnaround first. He's on his way to second, and boy, there's the speed of Corbin Carroll. That ball barely got into the right center gap. A backhanded stop from J.P. Martinez, and that was just enough to allow Carroll to easily coast into second. A double for Corbin Carroll, his 10th of the season. His splits here at home are a little bit ridiculous. And that was going to be a double anywhere, no matter what. Ground ball up the middle for a double. But he's hitting almost 100 points better here at home than he is on the road. Five more home runs, an OPS nearly 400 points higher at home than it is on the road. And over 1,200 OPS at home, 840 OPS on the road, which is still very good. Johnny Ornelas, the Riders' shortstop, has something in his eye. He can't get out. He goes over to Jax Biggers, trying to ask for some help. Very light, breezy evening here in Amarillo, Texas. And he's good to go. He's smiling with Corbin Carroll over by second base. One out, double. Puts a runner at second base. Eighth hit for Amarillo. And Tim Brennan on the mound, who has been dynamite for the Rough Riders in his limited action. Left-handed batter against the right-handed thrower. First pitch on the inside corner to Jorge Barrosa, and it's 0-1. Brennan, 6'4", 212 pounds, 25 years old, native of Philadelphia. Making his fifth appearance for Frisco from the stretch, the 0-1. A ground ball, left side of the infield. Trey Hare at third has it belly high, looks back the runner, throws into first and gets Barrosa. Two outs. Eduardo Diaz hits now, 7-0 Amarillo, home half of the sixth. No, with a 1.08 ERA. 8 1/3 innings, he's allowed just one run, 9 strikeouts to 1 walk, and opponents just hitting 179 against him. Right-hander at the plate, 3-hitter Eduardo Diaz, who's 0-3 today. Struck out his last time up against Leiter. Brennan's pitch. Bottom of the zone. Fastball for a strike at 93, and it's 0-1. Great to see Tim Brennan, who's been such a big part of the Rough Riders story the last couple years. He broke his wrist last year on a comebacker. And I was talking to him about it a couple days ago. It's a pretty crazy story. He looks in for his sign. He's got it and comes set. 0-1 pitch on the way to Diaz. Low and away in the dirt. Blocked by Watley. There goes Carroll the third. A great read on a ball in the dirt. Carroll with elite level speed takes it on a wild pitch. One ball and one strike. Well, Tim Brennan got hit by a comeback last year in his third start. And he was hit right on the base of the wrist. If you were to do a thumbs up, it'd be the bottom part of the wrist. He's ready from the stretch, the pitch. A swing and a miss. Sound in front and off speed low, and it's 1-2. And as soon as it happened, he knew something was horribly wrong. But he tried to will himself to throwing, and he grabbed the baseball. He wanted to try and throw one more pitch as a practice pitch. The offering cut on and missed. Strike three. He got him off the outside corner for his first strikeout. And that's the final out here in the sixth inning. We'll finish that story when we come back. Rough Riders trailing 7-0 against Amarillo. We go to the top of the seventh here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Amarillo out in front 7-0 as we go to the top half of the seventh inning. And a new pitcher out on the mound for the Sod Poodles. Blake Walston's day is done. And we take a look for the first time at Austin Pope. Kellen Strom starts it off for Frisco. Here's the windback in the first pitch. Right-hander misses high with a fastball to a fellow righty, and it's one ball, no strikes. Strom with a single back in the fifth. He's one for two. Austin Pope back into his windup in the 1-0. On the outside edge for a called strike, and the count flattens at 1-1. He's the first man out of the bullpen today for Amarillo. Walston going six shutout innings. The pitch. Low and away. Two balls, one strike. Six innings, allowing five hits in that shutout action. Four strikeouts, three walks. Pope with a deep breath, shoulders up and down. 2-1. Strom grounds at first base side. Inside the bag, fair down the right field line. Strom around first. He's on his way to second. The throw from Barossa, not in time. Strom with a double to lead things off in the seventh. It's his fourth double of the year. His second hit today, he singles right down the first base line and a ground ball the opposite way. And the Rough Riders have their second extra base hit today. And their first base runner here in the seventh. So after they couldn't get to Blake Walston, who strikes out four and walks three over six shutout innings, they'll try to get to the bullpen and Austin Pope, who has been vulnerable this year. From the stretch, first pitch to Jax Biggers. Biggers lines it up the middle. That's into left center for a base hit. It was hit so hard that Strom had to hold up and make sure the shortstop, Blaze Alexander, didn't catch it. He goes up to third. And Jax Biggers singles the opposite way. And the Rough Riders have something cooking here in the seventh. Matt Watley comes in the nine hole. First hit today for Jax. He's one for two with a walk. Frisco's been hitting the ball. They just haven't been scoring the runs. Seven hits now for the Frisco offense. The White Plains, New York native, the pitcher, Austin Pope, 6'3", 210-pounder, 23-year-old from the stretch. He kicks and fires into Watley. A swing and a foul off the catcher, DeLisandro's glove. 0-1. Pope began the season with Hillsborough at the high A level, made 11 appearances, a 1.35 ERA, held opponents to a 1.78 batting average. He's making just his third appearance here at the double A level, a 4.50 ERA. From the stretch, he kicks one ball and one strike. Four runs allowed, just two of them earned over his four innings of work. Five strikeouts, a part of it though. Pope from the stretch. And he offers in the 1-1. A high fly ball down the right side. Foul territory. First baseman Yerzy called off by the second baseman Stankiewicz, who makes the catch. Everyone holds. Runners remain on the corners with one out for the Rough Riders. One down for Johnny Ornelas, who's hit the ball hard twice today. A line out to the second baseman, Stankiewicz, who made a diving catch and a single up the middle in the fifth. Frisco just trying to find some semblance of offense here in the seventh. It's a very interesting bullpen with Amarillo. They released a couple of relievers yesterday, and they're really retooling a lot of guys. Pope, a new guy to this team. He deals in. Top of the zone, a called strike, and it's 0-1. And this is usually about the time in the minor league season that you start to see a lot of movement. And, of course, every organization does things a little bit differently. Hope ready from the stretch. And he kicks in the 0-1. Ornelas lines it foul off the netting on the right side. It's 0-2 now on the Riders' shortstop. Trailing 7-0, top of the seventh, runners on the corners and one out. The Diamondbacks organization likes to have a lot of movement throughout the season. The Rangers organization will do mass exoduses all across the minors around the late part of June, early part of July. 0-2, breaking ball, tap foul, third base side, and it's still no balls, two strikes. So coming up here in a few weeks, the Rough Riders will see a lot of movement, a lot of guys getting promoted. We'll see a lot of guys come up from high A. Right. Strom at third. Biggers takes his lead from first, held on by Yerzy. And the 0-2 pitch on the way to Ornelas once again. A ground ball, left side. Alexander has it at short. He flips to second for one. No throw on to first. Strom comes in to score, and it's an RBI fielder's choice for Johnny Ornelas. Ornelas picks up his 22nd RBI. Biggers eliminated for the second out at second base. Fielder's choice goes 6-4, knocking in a run. J.P. Martinez makes his way to the plate now, and the Rough Riders are on the scoreboard. They trail 7-1. Pope ready from the stretch. He delivers home. Just low to Martinez, and it's one ball, no strikes. 0-for-3 day for the Riders center fielder in the two spot. Frisco has 7 hits spread throughout their lineup. Pope the 1-0. Low and inside. 2 balls, no strikes. Frisco still with just 1 hit with runners in scoring position today. It was that Jax Biggers single. Didn't end up scoring Kellen Strom. Pope the 2-0. Martinez takes outside. 3 balls, no strikes. Tim Brennan will be back out for the 7th inning. Nobody warming out in the Rough Riders bullpen. Rough Riders trying to give him some more runs here. 3-0. High off the outside corner, ball 4. Now J.P. Martinez is aboard. And that forces Ornelas to second. Runners at first and second with 2 outs still. And that brings Blaine Krim to the plate. Krim 1-for-3 with a single. Came back in the 4th inning. A lot of base traffic for Frisco in this 7th inning against Pope. First man out of the bullpen. First pitch on the way in the righty-righty matchup. 1 ball, no strikes. Pope ready from the stretch. The 1-0. A high pop-up foul over near this way. And it hits over on the roof above our heads. On the right side, 1 ball and 1 strike. Runners at first and second, and now some bullpen action with a left-hander getting loose for the Sod Poodles. 1-1. Breaking ball, flared in the air, right side of the infield. Andy Yerzy, the first baseman, under it. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the 7th. Rough Riders do get a run, though. 1 run on 2 hits, no errors, and 2 left on. RBI fielder's choice for Johnny Ornelas, and the Rough Riders now trail 7-1. As you go to the home half of the 7th, it's stretch time on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing indicated above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. It's the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tim Brennan's first pitch on the way is a strike on the outside corner to Leandro Cedeno, and it's 0-1. Riders down big 7-1 as we go to the home half of the seventh inning from Hodgetown. Pitch home. Foul back. 0-2. Rough Riders' first trip out here to Amarillo, Texas, and they've been greeted very unceremoniously. 7-0 at one point before the Riders put up a run in the seventh. The pitch. Fastball. Strike three called. Around in the outside corner. He got him. Back-to-back K's for Tim Brennan. One away in the seventh. Tyquan Forbes makes his way to the dish. Former Rangers draft pick back in 2013. Traded to the White Sox organization in 2017. Finished out the last four games of the year with the Winston-Salem Dash after he was playing with the Down East Wood Ducks at the high A level that year. The pitch, grounded, out to second base, charging Jax Biggers. He fields underhand flip to first, and he gets him. Two quick outs. And Forbes ended up playing indie ball last year, or I should say was in the White Sox organization last year, began the ball season playing indie ball this year, and was picked up by the Diamondbacks organization as a free agent. So he's playing for the same team that Rough Riders player is very familiar with. First pitch to Blaze Alexander. A called strike on the outside corner with a fastball. It's 0-1. Playing with Gastonia out in North Carolina in the Indy. Out straight back 0-2. That's the same Indy ball club that Josh Sale was playing with in 2021. So they didn't play together, but same team. Base is clear, two outs, no balls, two strikes on Blaze Alexander. 7-1, Amarillo leads at bottom seven. The pitch, line drive foul down the right side into the seats. Still no balls, two strikes. Frisco tomorrow will turn to Cole Reagans on the mound, who has undoubtedly been their best starter this year. 4-3 of the 3.20 ERA. 0-2. Grounder, first base side, backhanded stop by Blaine Krim. He waves off Tim Brennan, takes it across the pillow himself, right into the dugout for out number three. Very nice inning by Tim Brennan. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. All strikes in the inning for Brennan, including a strikeout. He gets to the seventh in 1-2-3 fashion. We head to the eighth. Riders down 7-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash in the Park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Lou Fuenmayer out of the bullpen for the Sod Poodles. He delivers a first pitch outside to Sandro Fabian to start off the eighth inning. One ball and no strikes. Rough Riders down 7-1. 1-0 toss is hit high in the air out to right center field. Barossa back near the warning track. He's under it, and he makes the catch. One away here in the eighth inning, and Trey Hare makes his way to the dish. One for two day for the Riders' third baseman with a walk. Amarillo, seven runs on eight hits and no errors. Frisco, one run on seven hits, no errors today. Pitch home. Hare sends it high in the air out to left field, sending Diaz back to the warning track. At the wall, it's gone! On top of Barr, 352 beyond the left field wall. Trey Hare with his second hit today. It's his seventh home run of the season, and the Rough Riders now trail 7-2. Trey Hare sends down an opposite field home run to left field. Rough Riders now trail by five. Josh Stowers climbs in now, 0 for 2. First pitch outside, one ball, no strikes. That was lefty-lefty against Fuenmayer as well. He rocks back in the 1-0. Stowers cracks it foul right side, and it's 1-1. 5'11", 170 pounds, making his first double-A appearance, the offering. Way outside, all the way back to the backstop. Two balls, one strike. Left-handed sidearm slinger. At a 2.57 ERA in High A Hillsboro with 24 strikeouts over his 21 innings. 2-1. Breaking ball, top of the zone for a strike, and it's 2-2. And he is greeted very rudely with a home run from Trey Hare. There's the wind back in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Blew it by him for strike three. Two outs. Third time Stowers has gone down swinging today. Riders trailing 7-2. And Kellen Strom makes his way to the plate. He's 2-for-3. Fuenmayer had only allowed one home run. It was to a lefty in High A over his 16 outings. First pitch to Strom. Inside, one ball, no strikes. Welcome to Hodgetown. He's going to give up quite a few more home runs, and that's not anything against him. That's just this ballpark. Here's the 1-0 pitch. This is just high, and it's two balls, no strikes. The Rough Riders hitting their first home run of the game. Fortunately, it might be too little, too late. 2-0 pitch. Strom takes low, three balls, no strikes. Strom is flying out to right field, singled and doubled. And he faces the 3-0. Here she comes. He takes outside, ball four. What a day for Kellen Strom. He's been aboard three times, and Jax Biggers climbs in. Strom came in over his last eight games and almost 600 on base percentage. And now over his last nine, that on base percentage is going to go over 600. Jax Biggers singled his last time up. He's in from the left side against the left-handed sidearm thrower. Riders trailing 7-2 here in the top of the eighth. And Fuenmayer just balked. He just dropped the ball when he was on the rubber. No, Kellen Strom in position. And Blaze Alexander goes up to the mound along with Nick D'Alessandro, the catcher, to talk with Fuenmayer. Calm him down a little bit here in his first double-A outing. Riders down by five. Sun sets here in Amarillo, Texas. Beautiful sunset. Some pinkish hue clouds beyond left field. The pitch just off the outside corner to Biggers, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders trying to mount a comeback late in this ballgame. They need a win to stay tied with San Antonio for first place in the league. The pitch is lined into right field for a base hit. Strom getting waved around third. The throw from Barossa, cut off. Strom comes in to score, and the Riders now trail 7-3. Jax Biggers with an RBI single, his second hit today, first RBI of the season. And Matt Watley makes his way to the plate. So the bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders doing damage. They've combined to reach seven times with four of the Riders' nine hits. Pitch to Watley. Outside, one ball, no strikes. He's 1-for-3 today. Trey Hare can be added into that in the five spot. He's 2-for-3 with a home run and a double. 1-0 pitch to Watt. Low, pounced in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. A very rude welcoming for the Rough Riders to Fuenmayer. A home run, a walk, balk to second, RBI single from Jax Biggers. Frisco now down by four. As we talked about, if there's a ballpark you can come back late in, it's this one. The pitch. Watley skies it high in the air behind home, and that'll leave the ballpark. 2-1. Watley does have two home runs this season, both of them in the same game. His second two home run game of his career, the other one was here in this ballpark. 2-1. He grounds it up the middle. The shortstop, Alexander, to his right, fields on a backhand, throws to second, and gets Biggers for the final out of the eighth. Do get two runs, though, on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Frisco turned away in the eighth. They get a pair, though, trail 7-3. As we go to the home half of the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Vista Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the eighth inning, Frisco trailing 7-3. Bottom third of the order due up for Amarillo against Tim Brennan, who rocks and fires. A late cut and a miss on a fastball. Just Alessandro, Andy Yerzy, and Drew Stankiewicz. The three due up against Brennan. 0-1. Ground ball right back to the mound. Brennan has it. He fields underhand flip on to Krim, and he gets D'Alessandro for the first down. D'Alessandro can really run as a catcher. He has 12 steals this year. He had 33 last year. But Brennan retires him easily. One out here in the eighth inning. That's six consecutive retired by Tim Brennan, and Andy Yerzy stands in from the left side. Brennan back into his windup, he deals. Way high and outside, it's one ball and no strikes. Yerzy a grand slam back in the second inning. That's the difference right now with the Riders trailing by four. 1-0 pitch. Just outside. Didn't miss by much of the slider, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. Well, you can't say enough about what Tim Brennan has done not only today, but really all season long. The only hit he's allowed today was the double to Corbin Carroll. The pitch down low and away, and it's 3 balls, no strikes. He mentioned the broken wrist play for Tim Brennan last year on the comebacker. He wanted to throw another pitch after the comebacker hit him, the offering. That's on the outside corner for a strike, 3-1. And he said he could hold the baseball, but he couldn't even really move his wrist. Alex Rodriguez, the writer's trainer, was out there. The pitch is grounded foul, and it's 3-2. And he's saying, can you move it? Well, A-Rod was moving it up and down. He's like, well, you're moving it, so something might be working. So he got the ball, and he tried to throw it, and he couldn't even grip the ball, so much so that the ball went about 45 degrees to the right towards the writer's dugout when he threw it. 3-2. Strike three called. Got him in the knees in the outside corner. And Tim Brennan strikes out his third batter of the outing. Two outs here in the eighth, and Drew Stankiewicz stands in. Boy, he has been dynamite today. Nine-hole hitting Stankiewicz with a two-run home run back in the fourth. 7-3, Rough Riders trail. The Amarillo Sod Poodles here in game one of the six-game series. Brennan went down to Arizona. Here's the wind back and the pitch to Stankiewicz. He had to get a plate with screws in his wrist. With the surgery, it was his first major injury of his whole career. First time he's ever had surgery. So hopefully the first time and the last time. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Blew a heater by him. Up and away. 0-2. And over the last two innings, he's only issued 3 balls. Those were all three to start the at-bat against Yerzy. He offers in the 0-2 here. Just inside. Didn't miss by much. Watley held the fastball for Alex Nash to take a look at it. 1-2. Brennan rocks back in the 1-2. A swing and a little looper down the left side, foul. Still 1-2. Jack Leiter started this game, allowing all 7 runs over his 5 innings. And the Rough Riders trying to finish this game with just 2 pitchers. You would have looked at how this game started and you say, Rough Riders have a chance to use just 2 pitchers, you would not have believed it. Big credit to Jack Leiter working through his 5, and huge credit to Brennan. 1-2. Strike. Nash thought he was going to punch him out on a slider off the outside corner. He flinched, and everyone started walking off the field, and he never pulled the trigger. Boy, when you see an umpire flinch up like that, you think it's going to be strike 3. Instead, it's 2-2. Brennan back into his wind. The 2-2. Ground ball foul. First base side, and it's still 2-2. Brennan has retired 7 straight. He has looked confident out there on the mound. Here's the look in once again by Brennan. 2-2. Soft grounder up the middle. Ornelas, the shortstop, cuts in front of the second base bag. Fields throws him out at first, and that retires the side in 1-2-3 fashion. 8 in a row retired by Tim Brennan to finish his night. What a great relief outing for Tim Brennan. We go to the top half of the ninth inning. Last ups for the Rough Riders, trailing by 4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.
Goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.tv.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.tv for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Yeah.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We go to the top half of the ninth inning with the Rough Riders down 7-3. And another pitcher on the mound for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. It's Jeff Bain who takes over. Rough Riders at the top of the order due up with Johnny Ornelas, J.B. Martinez, and Blaine Krim. Bain, the right-hander from the stretch he offers. Ornelas takes a strike on the outside corner at the knees in its 0-1. 1-for-4 day for Johnny, a single back in the fifth inning, knocked in a run on a fielder's choice in the seventh. Rough Riders down 7-3. 0-1. Grounder foul off the end of the bat. Squibb Martinez, who's waiting. 0-2. Riders have a chance at a comeback here at the top of the order, though it's easier said than done. Down 4 runs here in the ninth. 0-2. Grounder up the middle. The shortstop, Blaze Alexander, who fields, throws low onto first, and still gets Johnny Ornelas. A nice pick by Andy Yerzy. One out. J.P. Martinez now. Martinez walked back in the seventh. He's 0-for-3. 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Amarillo. 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Frisco. Bain kicks and delivers. Breaking ball settles on the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1 to Martinez. Jeff Bain, the fourth pitcher used by Amarillo today. Blake Walston got the start, then Austin Pope. Pitch is down and in, and it's 1-1. Then Luke Wenmeyer, and now Jeff Bain. Right-hander from the stretch. 1-1 is grounded up the middle. A diving stop to the backhand. Alexander, the shortstop, throws on to first, and he can't quite get J.P. Martinez. Infield single for J.P., and that brings Blaine Krim to the plate. What an effort by Blaze Alexander. A diving stop to the backhand side in the shallow part of left field. He was able to get to his feet and throw a strong, accurate throw onto Yerzy at first base, but Martinez can fly. No chance he's not beating that out. First pitch to Krim. Comes inside. It's 1 ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders with 10 hits now. They're out hitting Amarillo 10-8. That's a theme. Here's the 1-0. Krim, a check swing. And they appeal. He went around. 1 ball and 1 strike. And lost in each of their last 2 games. And they're down by 4, out hitting Amarillo tonight. 1-1. Off the outside corner and low, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. That's not a theme you want to have. It's a positive thing that you're getting the hits, but you're not scoring the runs. California native Bain from the stretch. And Martinez took off, and Bain steps off and throws back to second. Now the throw to first. Gets away from the first baseman, Yerzy. Martinez gets up. He hustles down to second, and he's in there safely. Rough Riders calling for a balk anyway from Bain. Martinez took off early and stepped off. Or Bain stepped off towards Martinez, tried to run at him. Martinez took off for second. He threw to Alexander, who threw back to first as Martinez dove back in. It got off Andy Yerzy's glove, and now Martinez ends up at second on the first error of the day for Amarillo. Just a question on who they put it on. Yerzy on the drop catcher, Alexander with the poor throw. A runner at second. Here's the 2-1. Krim fouls it into the ground. Trickles off to the right side, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. One out here in the ninth. Runner at second. Riders needing base runners and needing runs. Down by 4. Bain looks in. And the right-hander comes set. 4.64 ERA this season. He deals. Swing and a miss. Krim strikes out on a high fastball. 2 outs, first strikeout for Bain. Sandro Fabian makes his way to the plate. Fabian 0-for-3. make it 0 for 4. Final hope for Frisco. Fabian's homeward in back-to-back games. First pitch. A drive out into right center field. Carroll going back to the warning track, looking up at the wall. Martinez in to score. Fabian trades places with him at second, an RBI double, and the Rough Riders aren't quite done yet. They now trail by 3-7-4. Boy, Fabian just missed homering in three consecutive games by inches. That ball hit right off the top of the yellow line in right center field on the tall wall. Just barely staying in the yard. Sandro Fabian with his fifth double of the season, his 19th RBI. And here's Trey Hare, who homered his last time up. Tying run on deck now for the Rough Riders. Hare has reached three times. He's doubled. He's walked and homered. The pitch settles high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Sandro Fabian picking up his first hit of the day with that RBI double. One ball, no strike pitch. Just high and outside, and it's two balls and no strikes, and Alex Nash not making any friends. Bain ready from the stretch once again, and the 2-0 pitch on the way to Hare. Outside. Missed the 91 mile an hour fastball, and it's three balls and no strikes. And a walk here could put the tying run at the plate for the Rough Riders in the form of Josh Stowers with plenty of power. The 3-0 pitch on the way to Hare. A strike across the belt on the inside corner, and it's now 3-1. Fabian leads from second. Here's the set from Bain, and the 3-1 pitch on the way. Hare takes outside, ball four. Tying run to the plate for the Rough Riders here in the ninth inning. Once down, 7-0. Frisco now brings the... Josh Stowers is 0-for-3 with three strikeouts and a walk. But a chance for one big swing to change things right here. D'Alessandro goes out, and we'll chat with Bain. This is the 18th outing for Bain. A 4.64 ERA. He's allowed six home runs this year. And now here comes the pitching coach, Shane Lowe, as well. Walks are not usually a thing for Bain. That's just four walks for him. Make it five after that one. And now Chase Lee will start to loosen in the Rough Riders bullpen. Just in case. Long mound visit for Shane Lowe, the pitching coach. Riders hoping they can get Chase Lee on the mound in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Josh Stowers up with two on. Two out, one in here in the ninth. Rough Riders down 7-4. First game of this six-game series in what would be a monumental comeback. Air leads from first. Fabian from second. First pitch on the way to Josh Stowers. He swings, lines it foul left side. And it's 0-1. Got out in front of it and just ripped it. Foul into the Amarillo bullpen down the left side. Bain looks in for his sign. He's ready, comes set. 0-1 pitch. Stowers fouls it back off the glove of D'Alessandro, and the Riders are down to their final strike tonight. Frisco, four runs on 11 hits in the ballgame. Bain ready from the stretch. The 0-2. Sign over the top of the Sod Poodles dugout. Still no balls, two strikes. Stowers has not homered since April 29th. We play here on June 7th. Bean ready from the stretch. The 0-2. Swinging him in, struck him out. Got him on a high fastball. Stowers down on strikes, and the Riders done in game one of the series. Frisco falls by a final score of 7-4. Despite putting up all four runs in the last three innings of play, Frisco turned away in game one of the series. We'll break it down for you on the postgame show when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Free call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Postgame coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Amarillo. Rough Riders fall by a final score of 7-4 here from Hodgetown. Rough Riders with a tough one today, and it all started on the mound with Jack Leiter with one of his toughest starts of the season. You really have to credit him, though. After he gave up the grand slam and the two-run home run, he really settled down, and he got through five innings despite not having his best stuff here in this very tough ballpark to pitch in. He ends up picking up the loss in this game. He falls to 2-5 on the season. Walston with his first win with the AA club. He goes to 1-2 on the year. Seven runs, eight hits, and one error for Amarillo. They stranded five. Rough Riders, four runs on 11 hits, no errors, and they left 11 on the base pass, going 3-for-13 with runners in scoring position. Final game time, 2 hours, 18 minutes here from Hodgetown. In front of 4,797 screaming fans. And the Rough Riders fall on a tough one. You really have to credit Tim Brennan and his brilliance out of the bullpen, going three shutout innings, allowing just one hit while striking out three. He looked really good, and that is a great sign for the Rough Riders. Even though Leiter struggled in this game, allowing seven runs, Frisco still finishes the game using just two pitchers. Leiter and then Brennan, who went three innings in long relief out of the bullpen. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll break down the scores around the Texas League and also take a look at what's going on in the Texas Rangers organization. The big league club played a couple today, two games out in Cleveland following the rainout in yesterday's ballgame. So we'll update you on what's going on. And then, of course, we'll set the pitching matchup for tomorrow's game two of the series here in Hodgetown. Riders fall 7-4 in game one of the set. More to come on the Riders postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean. Decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to Hodgetown one final time on this Tuesday night. The Rough Riders falling a tough one to Amarillo 7-4 in the opener of this six-game series. Third straight loss for the Rough Riders, third straight win for Amarillo. And Frisco will look for a little bit of revenge in tomorrow's ballgame. We'll set that up here in a bit. First, let's take a look around the Texas League at some of the scores. And the first one, the big one, San Antonio wins 5-1 over Corpus Christi. So for the first time in 1,008 days, the Rough Riders are no longer in first place. Frisco in second place now for the first time since the last day of the 20th. You know, it was coming at some point. Now the Rough Riders will have to rally if they want to win the first half here in the Texas League. San Antonio wins 5-1 against Corpus Christi, while Arkansas wins 6-1 over Wichita at home. Cade Marlowe with his fifth home run of the season in that ballgame. Tulsa victorious over Northwest Arkansas. They win 5-2 at home against the Royals affiliate at One Oak Field. Andy Páez with his seventh and eighth home runs of the season. A couple long balls for the Tulsa Drillers in that victory. And let's see, the other Texas League scores. Midland downing Springfield, or I should say Springfield downing Midland, 7-3 with Midland falling. That's good for the Rough Riders to see them fall a little bit further back in their rearview mirror. Midland has had a really tough stretch. And on the pitching side of things, it continues. Springfield puts up 20 hits in that victory against the Rockhounds. In terms of the Texas Rangers organization, AAA Round Rock just underway in Las Vegas, taking on the Aviators. And that one's in the bottom half of the second inning. It's scoreless so far. Hiya Hickory falls to Bowling Green, the Rays affiliate, 6-0. While Kannapolis takes down Down East 6-0 as well in the low A level, the White Sox affiliate dropping the Wood Ducks. At the big league level, doubleheader for the Rangers and Guardians in Cleveland. And Cleveland took game one 6-3, but the big news, former Rough Rider Steele Walker with his first major league home run. A congratulations to Steele. He goes 1-for-4 in the game, and Ezekiel Duran also picks up a hit, going 1-for-4 as well. Good to see for the former Rough Riders doing some damage. They're currently in the middle of game two out there in Cleveland, and the Rangers are currently on top by a score of 6-3 right now. Neither Steele Walker nor Ezekiel Duran are in that game. Actually, take that back. Steele Walker pinch hitting for Charlie Culberson. He drew a walk. So he's back in the game, and he just found him. His Texas looking to take that game as that's in the eighth, up 6-3. As for tomorrow's game, the Rough Riders are back in action against Amarillo at 7:05. We'll be on the air at 6:50 for the pregame show. Breaking things down in the pitching matchup, and it should be a good one. Cole Reagans takes the mound for the Rough Riders. He's 4-3. With a 3.20 earned run average. And he has a very good mound opponent on the other side, Slade Sassoni, who is 2-2 with a 5.10 ERA. Actually, Slade Sacconi, beg your pardon. It's going to be a really fun pitching matchup throughout the series as Bryce Jarvis will go on Thursday. He's the number 7 prospect for the Sod Poodles, I should say for the Diamondbacks organization. And then on Sunday, Brandon Fott will go. He's the number 9 prospect in the organization. So some really big power arms for Amarillo. And the Rough Riders will send out some of their own as well. Reagans has been the best pitcher all season long for Frisco. And he'll look to snap the 3-game skid when he takes the hill. Rough Riders fall to 27-25 on the year. Amarillo goes to 25-27 on the year in their respect. three-game skid for the Rough Riders. Tough to swallow, but Frisco trying to turn things back around, and they'll try and find a way to put up some big-time numbers offensively here in this ballpark, as they've been able to do over the last few years. That's going to do it for us here from Hodgetown on this Tuesday night. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible today, for all of our friends with the Frisco Rough Riders, and for our gracious hosts here with the Amarillo Sod Poodles. My name is Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. The Rough Riders fall 7-4 to the Amarillo Sod Poodles, but we'll be back in action tomorrow at 7:05 with first pitch, and join us at 6:50 for the Riders pregame show as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow night, but until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time.